Some stunning figures that Axios published today, saying that the Border Patrol transferred 321 children per day at the end of February to HHS. There are projections that 117,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border this year. And yet, Katie, the Biden administration seems to be reciting the title of the old Supertramp album here, Crisis? What crisis?
They're denying from a communications perspective that this is a crisis. Of course, this is exactly a crisis and should be no surprise when you have the language coming from candidate Joe Biden now to President Joe Biden. You had the Department of Homeland Security Secretary this week saying, come on in. We're figuring out a system to humanely process everybody. But when you look at the way that cartels and human smugglers operate, they've been waiting for this moment. They advertise the words of prominent figures like President Joe Biden. And this creates not only a crisis now during a pandemic. I mean, this was a crisis in 2014 under President Obama. It's even worse now that we have COVID-positive immigrants being transferred now and knowingly saying they're getting on buses to go to American communities.
So I'm thinking, Janet, happy Friday, by the way. The numbers are coming down for COVID. Mm-hmm. Doing good, actually.
Yeah.
So let's import some new numbers.
Right.
From Mexico.
Wearing their new Biden shirts.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts. Who made those t-shirts?
Who printed those up and gave them out? I wonder.
The pro-Biden t-shirts for the illegals coming across the...
President Biden, let us in, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's fine. You can't make this stuff up.
It's pretty incredible.
And there was some audio earlier in the week.
So did y'all have those up before you left Mexico?
Right.
Oh, no? All right.
Audios of guys say, President Trump say, we come with March. We're coming. We're marching in.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
He's such a great soul, a love. They all want to come and embrace the love affair between him and Jill. Or our country is being.
Or him and Nance, depending on the day. What do you want me to do, Nance?
You know, Nancy's popular. I'm wondering if Governor Cuomo is going to fight for Nancy against Joe. I'm going to put my money on Cuomo, even though he's...
I don't know.
He's taken some hits the last few days.
He's got some more coming today.
Oh my gosh.
And brother Chris.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning. Hey, let's start with our thought of the day for this Friday.
Why not?
Sometimes gratitude turns what we have into enough.
Mm.
And that's true.
Yeah. Something about contentment in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah. Paul said that.
Yes.
I think he wrote it from a prison, too.
Right.
He was in a prison when he wrote it. So, talking about being content.
Because of that relationship that you have. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
But I do think that's true. Sometimes gratitude turns what we have into enough.
So, the Mind Jam trivia for today.
Yeah.
Arr, matey.
That's right.
Why do some pirates wear eye patches?
That's right. That's the question.
Why do some parrots and pirates?
I don't think parrots wear eye patches. I've never, unless it's a pirate parrot,
I think I've seen a pirate parrot.
Well, sometimes they'll be on their shoulder
or
something.
Yeah, and they have an eye patch too. But why do pirates wear eye patches?
434-248-0704. Is our text line, and we'd love for you to text that in this morning if you're so inclined. You want to venture a guess, don't look it up.
Yeah, and talk in pirate if you want to. Go, arr. How do you spell arr? Is it like three R's?
A-R-R-R-R-R-R-G-H, matey. On this day in 1904, Nikola Tesla describes the process of the ball lighting formation in electric world engineer. So, yep, there you go.
She's lighting up as we speak.
Sometimes.
She's got a glow this morning.
They think Tesla got ripped off, you know, because he didn't get his dues.
Have you ever watched The Men That Built America?
Premiered at the World Fair.
On History Channel.
I have seen
that. Yeah, they cover part of Tesla's life.
And there's a show that I watch, The Murdoch Mysteries, which is actually made in Canada, I think. And there's a whole episode that talks about, you know, kind of the race for electricity and Tesla and how they tried to undermine each other and all that.
Yeah, so. It was a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm, it was. And one that you don't hear about too much.
And we're sitting here in lit studios because of those men.
That's right. 1946, Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech.
I am convinced that there is nothing they admire so much as strength, And there is nothing for which they have less respect than for weakness, especially military weakness.
Talking about Russia.
Yeah, and that became the term, the Iron Curtain, became a term that was very popularized.
I remember hearing that growing up.
Drew attention to the divisions of Europe.
Mm-hmm. 1971, the year my brother Doug graduated, this song first played live at Ulster Hall, Belfast.
Yep.
And man, it's been playing ever since.
Iconic.
She's buying the stairway to heaven.
Wow. That song is amazing.
That's good stuff. And it first played on this day in 1971. Hey, our birthdays today. We have some good ones. Dean Stockwell's birthday's today. I loved him in Quantum Leap,
yeah.
Loved him on that.
He was in a pretty big movie. He talks about it here.
Thank the Lord. He believed in me. And because he was taking a mild risk here in casting me in it, prior to Married to the Mob, you haven't seen me in anything like a romantic comedy or as a gangster leader.
He was in a lot of movies.
What
I didn't
movie was
realize.
He talking about there?
Well, I thought he was talking about the Mob movie, but he's talking about another one.
Oh, okay.
But he is all over. He did stuff very young, too. I mean, he goes way back.
And also born on this day, half of the act Penn and Teller.
Oh my gosh.
Penn Jillette's birthday is today.
Which I'm not going to tell you because I'm afraid if I explain a little bit about eating glasses, someone might try it. And it's a very, very dangerous trick, even done properly. So don't try it.
So he was being interviewed on one of the tricks on how they eat glass.
Well, it's a good thing that it wasn't Teller's birthday because he never talks.
Well, that's right.
So we wouldn't have anything for him. It would just be a moment of silence.
He's like one of the Marco brothers, wasn't it?
Marx Brothers, rather. For sure.
Yeah.
Also born on this day, Andy Gibb was born on this day. Golly, I had such a crush.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure. I mean, you had his poster, didn't you?
I absolutely had his poster.
I thought you talked about that earlier in the month. Or February, you talked about it.
Shadow dancing.
She's dancing, folks.
Singing into my deodorant. Oh yeah, I loved him.
He was gone too soon.
My Bee Gee. Yeah. I mean, you know, because the Bee Gees were a little bit, you know, old for my. But all the girls my age had crushes on Andy Gibb. So, and then this is
now you lived on these in college.
Yeah. Also born on this day, Momofuku Ando. He is the inventor of instant noodles. A moment of silence, please. A little respect. He did keep us all from starving.
Here we go. Okay.
Peace will come to the world when the people have enough to eat, is something he said once. Time went by, and in 1958, Momofuku Ando perfected his first product, instant ramen. Chicken flavor.
Yep.
And he wanted to feed the world. That was part of his deal. He wanted to make sure that people in Asia had food because many were starving, and he invented.
And they had an affordable option.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, my kids love them some instant ramen.
Yeah.
It's one of their favorite things.
And different people have found out how you can use those noodles for other things.
Well, yeah.
There's a salad that my sister-in-law.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the cabbage. And it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
Maybe I should do that in honor of him today. Maybe that should be my five and dine.
Can we change the five and dine?
We can. I have that recipe.
You do?
That I use.
Okay. You're hearing it live, Janet, making a shift potentially today.
I am. Well, I think since it's his birthday, I think that makes a lot of sense to do that. Plus, it's a delicious salad.
Yeah.
I really like
it. You just crunched up the things, and the dressing actually makes it go softer so you can
eat them, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Our Mind Jam trivia today. Have you texted us a guess? 434-248-0704. The question is, why do some pirates wear eye patches?
Interesting. Well, let's see if any guesses yet.
Rex has made a guess, and and he's got it right.
Really?
He does.
Wow. Way to go, Rex.
I will tell you, up until doing this, I thought they'd lost an eye. I didn't know.
All right, cool.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. Mornings 6 to 9 a.m.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a 3-day money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista.
What does a Fed rate cut mean for consumers? Here's Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans.
Home equity lines of credits would be immediately affected by this. Credit cards, any of your adjustable rate student loans, you will see a quarter of a point reduction in those rates. If you are in an adjustable rate mortgage, my first recommendation is that you get out of it. This is a great time to just refinance that adjustable rate mortgage into a fixed rate at an awesome low rate. But if you feel like it's still safe for you to stay in that adjustable rate, then you will likely see no increase in that rate when your next adjustment comes along. If you are currently in a mortgage, and I'm going to say if your rate is over 4.75%, then it would behoove you to give us a call and see whether or not you could benefit from a refi. Our phone number, 434-237-1027.
Apex Home Loans, NMLS number 2884, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity.
All right, Hugh Hewitt on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returns to discuss CPAC, as well as whether or not the Olympics ought to be in China in 2022. Mike Pompeo on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome to the world of common sense on VTRN, the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Join me, Hugh Hewitt, midday, 9 to 12 on 100.9 WIQO.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
So it's Friday.
It is Friday.
I can't wait for Mr. Blue Sky to show up.
That's a great Friday song.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
So we've got this Mind Jam trivia out there, and you told me the answer during the break.
Right.
And I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
The question is, why do some pirates wear eye patches? Any other guesses?
We had some people who guessed because they had lost an eye, which is what I thought it was when I was a kid.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're pirates.
Right.
And they're always fighting and doing things like that. Right.
And the sword in my eye.
And the scurvy. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know either.
It's fun to say
a disease, a scurvy.
It is, but it's fun to say scurvy, like a pirate. Looking through a telescope, that was one of them.
Okay,
The answer was, it was so when they went above deck, they could retain their ability to see in the dark. This was important when they would raid ships so they wouldn't have to wait for their eyes to adjust.
So just the one eye gets the quick focus and you go and you overtake the next ship.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Rex got it right, said he had heard that one a long time ago, and he remembered it.
It's an interesting one
to remember.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I've gone my whole life seeing pirates with patches, and I just thought maybe it just looked cool. I didn't know.
Some of the news overnight, Janet, was...
oh, my gosh.
Well, there's a lot that happened. Senator Johnson decided he wanted to have the Senate bill read, the COVID-19.
The 600 and some pages.
Yeah, it's almost 700 pages. I thought it was at least 1,000. But anyway, they got it done in 700 or less. That's pretty good. Hey, write that bill in 700 pages or less.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I thought what we would do today, it takes several hours to read the bill.
Right.
So I wanted to read the bill in Pig Latin just for entertainment purposes for the show. So we will check in every now and then.
Uh-huh.
They're still reading it on the Senate floor in Pig Latin.
It was we old key. MC Upenstein.
Well, that makes about as much sense as the actual.
Yeah, as the bill. So we'll check in occasionally and see if they're how they're doing, how they're progressing on the bill.
Okay.
So,
well, that's one way to do
it. It's understandable. It's, you know, you need a New York lawyer to, or a Philadelphia lawyer, as they used to say, to figure this one out.
Mm. Hey, at least they're reading this one.
Yeah, they're reading it. And it was a nice little wrench in the works to slow it down for a few hours. Well, several hours, actually.
Yeah.
It takes quite a while to read through almost 700 pages.
But they did read through it, though. Yep. They're done reading through it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Well, Chris Cuomo is back in some hot water. His tweet where he was doubting Florida's COVID data has reemerged now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The Cuomo administration is being accused of altering New York nursing home deaths. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That has come out. But in the meantime, a tweet from last July.
Oh, wow.
Written by CNN anchor Chris Cuomo that knocked the Republican Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, reemerged. That came out Thursday even as the nursing home scandal was continuing to develop. The Wall Street Journal and the New York Times both published bombshell reports alleging that the administration altered data that obscured the true number of nursing home deaths that took place.
Now, this is in New York,
This is in New York. Mm-hmm. And the sources said that it focused only on the residents who died in the homes. He went back and asked them to take out the ones that died in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Right. Wow. So, I mean, it increased a significant amount. I think mm-hmm. it took it from like 6,500 to like 15.
Oh, wow.
Thousand.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, it was, if this one doesn't take him out, I don't know what it's going to take.
And they've been after DeSantis for a while for keeping the state virtually open almost during this whole pandemic. And they have a huge senior community in that state. I mean, I'm from there. St. Petersburg is called Wrinkle City, mm-hmm. and Newport Richie, where I'm from, is called Little Wrinkle City.
Well,
so a lot of retirees down there. They're vulnerable.
So last July, the end of July, Chris Cuomo puts a tweet out that says, "Can we trust the data from Florida's governor?"
Oh my gosh!
Really?
Really?
Oh my gosh! The hypocrisy is strong.
Oh, it's there.
And of course, Chris Cuomo is coming out saying, well, you know, obviously I can't cover my brother.
Right, right.
Because of our relationship.
Right.
You know, I can't really cover this story.
Mm.
So if it's good news, he can cover it.
Right, right. Exactly.
So if it's positive and he's, you know, building his brother up.
Sure.
He can do that.
Right.
But if it's telling, you know, the truth about what really happened, you know, the news.
Right.
You know, the news. You know, CNN.
Right.
It's supposed to be mm-hmm. the news network.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can't. The most trusted name in news, I think, is their phrase.
That's their phrase. This is CNN.
This is CNN.
Yeah, no. That's not how it works, mm-hmm. buddy. So, yeah, he's coming out saying, I can't cover this because mm-hmm. it wouldn't be appropriate for me to cover it,
right?
Because he's my brother. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, but here's some good news. You want to hear some good news?
I would love to hear some good news.
All right, we've got a couple of good ones. This one actually out of New York.
Okay.
Since we trashed New York today, let's say something positive.
I think that'd be good.
A New York public library has announced they will not pull the canceled Dr. Seuss titles.
Really?
Yep. New York Public Library says they will not pull the 6 books deemed controversial from the shelves and instead will keep the books in circulation until the existing copies are worn out. The New York Public Library will keep 6 Dr. Seuss books on the shelves despite this week's decision to cease their publication due to racist imagery.
Wow.
The library, which serves Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, says it doesn't censor books. It's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep the controversial titles in the circulation.
Right.
Good for them.
Well, you know, they better get their copies now, because I'm told that copies of certain books on eBay are going for really high prices.
Oh, I'll bet.
People are selling their books on eBay and other places, and you're going to pay a premium. because six of those books, they're going to quit publishing altogether.
The library said they wouldn't go out of their way to promote the titles,
right?
But they will. But they're not going to censor it. Censoring. Well,
actually good. Some good news.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
Because I think they see the writing on the wall.
It's still stupid that they're doing this. And I mean, let's face it, Dr. Seuss was a liberal.
Right. Oh, yeah. We have.
I mean, he really was.
We played the Tucker bit, I believe, yesterday. I mean, he was a liberal.
And so I just think it's. But I thought that was good news.
That's really. I think so.
And they're not the only ones having some common sense, apparently. Mm-hmm. Mississippi.
Okay.
Has passed a bill to ban biological males from competing against women.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mississippi House and Senate have voted overwhelmingly to ban biological males from being able to compete against women.
Okay.
In an 81-28 vote, they passed the Mississippi Fairness Act on Wednesday. It passed in the Senate by a similarly overwhelming vote and now moves to the governor, Tate Reeves.
Okay.
Says, if we do not move to protect female sports from biological males who have an unfair physiological advantage, we will eventually no longer have female sports. True.
Well, yeah.
ABC notes that more and more states are considering similar legislation, with 25 states considering such bills this year compared to 18 last year.
Okay.
Of course, you know, Lord Northam.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Who knows what that cuckoo will do.
Try to destroy our state before he leaves.
He's
working really hard at it.
He'll probably want to pass a bill that says they can compete. But anyway,
well,
I thought that was good news.
Yeah, those are a couple of good stories that, you know, it is Friday and we'll have some funnies later. So
yeah, I've got some good ones today
to lighten the mood up. We have this happened yesterday with our El Presidente. You know, the whole Neanderthal comment that he made.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit as we were talking about them cutting off his feed.
Right.
But now that whole Neanderthal comment is coming back to bite him.
Yeah.
And the White House is defending that.
Yeah, and we put it to music. So you might recognize this, actually.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Where Republicans came from.
When the only people that existed were troglodytes.
Mm. Republicans.
Cavemen.
Conservatives.
Cave women. Neanderthal.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Let's take the average caveman at home listening to his stereo.
Oh yeah. Come on.
He'd look in the mirror, he'd say, God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman.
Oh, well, that's Joe. I think that's Joe. I don't think that's... Oh, my word.
We all been typecast as Neanderthals for wanting to take our masks off.
The White House is now defending that. They're saying the press secretary said, I think the president that everyone saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation, which I think many American people have. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to save your pig's life.
Oh, okay. So she was trying to defend him, saying that, you know, he was just exasperated and they haven't had...
He didn't look exasperated. I mean, when isn't he really look tired? I mean, he looks tired all the time.
That thing was scripted.
Yeah.
He didn't say that off the cuff.
Right.
The only thing he said off the cuff was, I could take some questions now, Nance. Is that what you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do,
Hurry
Nance.
Up and cut the feed before anybody sees his answer.
Right. That's exactly right. Before they ask him any questions. So, Neanderthal thinking, I'm sure, was written on the paper he read.
Well, it's cards that he carries with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We'll be back. We'll dig a little deeper into the stories of the morning.
Yes, we will.
Here on the Morning Jam.
Yep. CBS News coming up with their news brief. And then we'll take a call. Looks like we have one on the line. We'll do that after we do our deeper dive. You're listening to the Morning Jam. Happy Friday.
CBS News Brief. Francis has made history with the first ever papal trip to Iraq. He's just received an official welcome at Baghdad Airport. Vatican correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports there are many concerns associated with the trip.
Everyone on the papal plane has been vaccinated against COVID-19, but it will be a challenge all the same as cases in Iraq have surged, and there are fears that people hoping to see the Pope will forget the social distancing rules.
And there are concerns for his safety in a country where ISIS is still a presence. He'll visit a cathedral where more than 50 people were killed in 2010 after Al-Qaeda took them hostage. The Pope will also visit with the Iraqi president. That will take place at the presidential palace, and he'll meet with bishops and priests. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Two Seminole District football teams will be out of play for the near future. Jefferson Forest High and EC Glass will not be playing games this week. This comes after potential coronavirus exposure for those teams. However, Lynchburg City School says Glass will still be able to practice in the meantime. The Virginia Employment Commission is hosting a statewide virtual job fair for Virginians looking for employment. A VC spokesperson says more than 400 employers are seeking to fill more than 6,500 positions. The three-day job fair will be held March 9th through the 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. And Travis Griffith has been named as a new Roanoke County Fire and Rescue Chief. He'll start his new role on Monday. Griffith currently serves as Deputy Chief of Operations for the department. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Geez, this kitchen looks so ugly.
At least it's functional.
Hardly. It's ugly, outdated, and obsolete. It's time to call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg to create a gorgeous, functional dream kitchen. Stonecrafters of Lynchburg will help design the perfect kitchen, and they'll shoot straight with the best prices in the region.
The best?
Yep. If you think you found a better price, which isn't likely, just bring it to Stonecrafters, because they'll beat it.
For an OBS experience, call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg and visit them at stonecraftersva.com and on 122 just south of Bedford.
Hi, I'm Moyanne Harding with eXp Realty. We are your total turnkey real estate service, helping you maximize your return on investment when selling your current home while finding and designing your next dream home. When you combine our real estate expertise and design service, it will make for a smooth, total turnkey experience. So visit moyanneharding.exprealty.com or call me at 434-851-9421 for total turnkey real estate.
Care, compassion, love. We all cherish these, and there comes a point when one needs a little extra assistance with care, compassion, and love. Richfield Living is a caring, compassionate, loving community with their campus in gorgeous Salem, Virginia, at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Richfield Living offers the perfect place to transition from independent living to assisted care as your life evolves. Visit richfieldliving.com so you can call and schedule your appointment to tour Richfield Living.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Clear skies expected today with a high of 50 degrees. We'll be on the blustery side as well. Those winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows tonight at 25 degrees. Sunshine returning for the weekend with a high of 49 on Saturday. Lows at 26 and near 50 degrees on Sunday, and not as breezy. That warmer weather comes back as we head into next week. Look for high temperatures climbing into the 60s.
32 degrees in Lynchburg, 30 in Bedford, 30 in Amherst and Roanoke and Salem, 36 in Danville. That's the hot spot today. Downright balmy.
I'll take it.
Well, it'll be, we're in this weird phase where we start out really cold and then it gets, you know, pretty warm and nice during the day. So it's just the way, it's early spring.
Yep.
That's how that works.
It is.
Let's take a look at some of your local stories this morning.
Something else, a boutique was located in Bedford. It was a retail shop. They've decided to relocate in the Star City. They're not expanding, she says. Jesse, Janine Welshretta, the owner, says we're moving to a bigger and better location for them. They feel like they're going to get more foot traffic in the mall than they were in Bedford City. and the pandemic, as many businesses, has put a hurting on them. So they've increased their, actually almost doubled their size from 1,600 square feet to 3,000 square feet in the Valley View Mall. So you'll have to check them out. And she says we're ready to go in the Star City.
Officials in Roanoke say a man was sentenced yesterday in U.S. District Court after using an online chat website to engage in sexually explicit conversations with a 12-year-old, later convincing the child to engage in sexually explicit conduct over video chat. According to the statement released by the U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday, 31-year-old Roger Allen Bellini pled guilty in 2020 to one count of coercion and enticement of a minor and one count of possession of child pornography. Officials say he was sentenced to 150 months in federal prison, which will be followed by 10 years of supervised release.
Drivers caught speeding now in Campbell County off of English Tavern Road, specifically on Mantle Drive. Well, you're facing an additional $200 to your fine if you're caught speeding. On Tuesday night, the Campbell County Board of Supervisors voted in favor to make Mantle Drive an additional fine area. Matt Klein, a member of the board, says speeding on Mantle Drive has been an issue for a while.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I didn't either. And I looked to see where it was off of English. I don't frequent it. So, you know, I would like tune in and dial in. If you're on that road, make sure, because they're going to be watching.
Well,
you.
I mean, English Tavern Road is a pretty windy little interesting. I wonder if, you know, when we're
kids. Well, this is one of those roads
always,
off of it.
You know, drag race areas where it was a nice flat spot and people go and race. You don't think there was things like that going on, do you?
Well, Lawyers Road was famous for that years ago. I assume they still do it. Lawyers Road in the Campbell County area is one of the straightest, flattest roads in this area.
Because there's not a lot of those.
No, there aren't.
That's right. All right, 13th annual Smith River Fest is going to be returning to Henry County come August. The coronavirus pandemic led to the cancellations and a lot of postponements over the past year, but the 13th annual Smith River Fest is gearing up to return in August on Saturday, August the 21st. According to Facebook, the Henry Parks and Recreation announced that they will be back. It'll run from 10 until 4 on Saturday the 21st. And they've got all kinds of family-friendly activities to take place. A fun packed day is being planned for people of all ages, they say. So mark your calendar. Maybe there will be some things to do this summer after all.
That would be awesome. I would look forward to that even. We're going to do some stuff this summer. It's just, it's got
to
happen.
I think people are going to be more excited than ever just to kind of get out in the sunshine and be around people.
Yeah, just be around people.
We're all going to be so socially awkward.
Yeah, it's like...
For sure. Women are going to have to start wearing, you know, makeup on the lower part of their face. It's going to be really, really challenging for sure.
So you made it through the pandemic, huh?
Uh-huh. Our caller is on the line talking about mask, I think is what he wants to talk about this morning. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I still don't wear my mask. I wear it to work because I have to.
Right.
Because they're paying me to do so. But everywhere else, I haven't worn it this whole time, and I haven't had COVID. I know the rest of my family up in Pennsylvania has. My 98-year-old grandfather, we thought he was going to die.
Right.
But he moved on. He didn't pass on. He moved on from the coronavirus. Still living. They don't wear masks.
Was he hospitalized?
I'm not gonna get the vaccine either.
Was he hospitalized? Your granddad? Did he go to the hospital? Was he in the hospital?
No.
He fought it at home.
Him going to the hospital. Matter of fact, we had enough relatives up there.
Oh, good.
To just check on him and take care of him throughout the whole process. And we were blessed because, well, he was blessed because he had 10 kids.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah. Have a lot of children and they'll take care of you when you're old.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that certainly does help.
Yeah, I'm not going to get the vaccine either.
You're not?
No.
And
absolutely not.
Why did you make that decision? Not. I mean, it's certainly your decision. I'm just curious.
Look, it's not that I don't like vaccines for certain diseases, to keep certain diseases like polio and other things. I'll go with that. But as far as this is concerned, they don't know enough about it. to even create a vaccine, and I'm not putting anything in my body that I don't know what's in it. And I've also heard there's things in these vaccines that in the future can give you problems. And like, I don't want to call them ingredients, but things that are just, look, why would you stick something in your body when they don't really know? They have three vaccines out, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Three.
If they had a vaccine that was worth a while, they'd only need one.
That's like not necessarily true, because of flu vaccines, they're not all the same either.
I don't take the flu vaccine either. That's another one I will not take.
Okay.
So, well, and I haven't gotten the flu in years. But I'm just letting you know, there might be a time in the future, maybe a year or two from now, mm-hmm. after all the research is in and all the numbers and the studies are done, when I might take a future vaccine. But I think that everyone who's getting the vaccine right now is just being experimented on. And I'm not a lab rat. I'll take my chances getting COVID, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and like you say, everybody has to do their own research and come to their own conclusions.
Yeah.
I felt that way early on. And then after, you know, talking to some doctor friends and really having it explained to me, I changed my mind. But you know, that may not, if you're not comfortable with it, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
But the reason I'm not going to wear a mask out in public is because they are not really concerned about us spreading a virus. I honestly believe it's more about control and see how far they can push the envelope to make us jump through hoops just to breathe, to pay taxes, to live. I'm sorry. It's got to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
So okay. I salute Texas and I guess it's Mississippi or Alabama who's going no mask. Get the mask off your face.
Yeah.
I salute them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Nathan. Have a great weekend.
Sure.
Yeah, you gotta love Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something about
Texas.
The spirit of Texas. And mm-hmm. I posted this on my social media this week.
Mm-hmm.
There is a shot of a grocery store in Texas. And of course, after the ice storms and stuff, like all the food was cleared out.
Right.
And so you see this refrigerated section and literally everything is gone out of that section except for the vegan.
Oh, really?
all the tofu's there.
Right.
All of the vegan cheeses, all the fake sausage, all that stuff is right there. And and the meme said, "You have a choice, Houston: starve to death or eat vegan." The entire city of Houston, Texas, takes a big swig of whiskey and says, "I'll see you in hell." they're not going to eat the vegan. So that kind of explains Texas right there, doesn't it?
It sure does. So you said earlier you were going to rework your Five and Dine on the fly.
And I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about ramen noodles earlier.
It's the birthday of the founder of instant ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it would be appropriate to have a recipe that honors him today.
So there you go, Janet changing it just for you.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
All right, so this is a ramen noodle salad and it is one of my favorite. Simple, easy recipes, but it is so good. You're going to start with some slivered almonds or some sliced almonds, and you're just going to toast those up a little bit in the oven. So while you're making the salad dressing, roast the almonds just to bring out a little more flavor, and it'll make it really delicious. Then you're going to make your dressing, which is also very easy to do. You're going to need some rice wine vinegar, and you're going to need that little packet out of the ramen noodles. You're going to take a half a cup of olive oil, a fourth of a cup of rice vinegar, and 3 tablespoons of soy sauce, a half a cup of sugar, and you're going to mix that packet in there with it. The beef or the oriental flavor, or either one of those would be good. Then you're going to mix that together and make your dressing. Add in 1 14-ounce package of prepackaged coleslaw, and then 1 12-ounce package of broccoli slaw mix. I know this is going to make a big batch for sure. And then you're going to take 2 packages of your instant ramen noodles, and you're going to kind of crush them up, put them over in the salad, and you're just going to toss everything together At the end, you're going to top it with some sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, or raw chopped peanuts. And then let it refrigerate 3 hours or overnight. Serve it chilled.
Right.
It's delicious.
This is one of the things that usually for these kinds of dishes that aren't good the second day, this one is not.
It's better.
It's because the noodles get a little bit softer, mm-hmm. and it's still good after one day. So we would literally fight over this stuff
right
at Christmas because my sister-in-law Jolynn would make a huge bowl of it.
Right.
And it was
gone.
It was
just
gone.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, now you have the recipe. It's on our Five and Dine. You want to become a part of the group on Janet's Five and Dine? Just look it up on Facebook. Join the group. You'll see all the recipes that we share. And if you just want to see today's recipe, just go to our Facebook page, The Morning Jam on VTRM.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
There's been a lot of controversy over the stage design at CPAC. Some say the design bears a striking resemblance to an obscure Nazi symbol. CPAC was ridiculed brutally by the mainstream media, accused of sending some sort of covert message that conservatives harbor Nazi tendencies. It was all untrue, of course, but that did not matter. The media jumped on the story and the fictional narrative became fact. But now we know what really happened. Turns out the company that came up with the design is an organization with ties to President Biden and Google. Design Foundry is a stage design firm based in Maryland, and they said there was never any intent to create something that resembled a Nazi symbol. In other words, no conspiracy. Now, the great irony is that the radical propagandists who populate many of our national newsrooms have much more in common with the Nazis than CPAC does. I'm Todd Starnes.
Tired of the winter doldrums? Yeah, me too. But I have a solution. It's a new Subaru from Terry Subaru. I'm no psychiatrist, but I know enough to share what I get to see every single day of my job, and that's a bunch of very happy people driving away in a new Subaru from Terry Subaru. Think about it, that new car smell. No squeaks, no rattles, no vibrations, and best of all, industry-leading safety features. Oh, and 0% on many models too. So come see what a little attitude adjustment looks like at Terry Subaru. You love our cars.
How much time do you spend listening to this station driving to and from where you need to be? Getting your daily news, traffic, weather, and entertainment is something you only get from local radio. So if you're a small business owner or decision maker, it makes sense to talk directly to those that live and work right in your own neighborhood. All of us are looking forward to this year being one of opportunity and regrowth. Your message on local radio gives your customers the confidence to move forward. Advertising on this station lets you talk one-on-one with listeners who appreciate the same things you do. Local news, information, and programming that matters right here at home. We're all looking forward to a better 2021 with businesses fully open and thriving. Advertising on this station promotes your business in a way that reaches out to listeners, like neighbors and friends, as a trusted brand your customers believe in. So next time you're looking for a creative, cost-effective way to reach people in your community, call us for messages that are live at home and close to home. This message paid for by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters.
It's amazing what you do for somebody when you first meet them, though, right? When you're in that wooing stage, like, you'll do stuff you wouldn't typically do to impress them. That's just human nature. Like, my ex-girlfriend was a vegetarian. When I met her, I stopped eating meat. And I'm not proud of that. I'm just saying, like, I know I did it for her because as soon as she dumped me, I couldn't get to Wendy's fast enough. I was like, yeah, give me 5 Baconators. I'm trying to cover up this heartache with some angina. I didn't even eat them all. Just went home, got naked, rubbed the patties on my chest. Just waxing on and off like a heartbroken karate kid.
Boy, he paints a picture, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. A little too graphic.
That's
for,
right.
For the morning.
Ah, Wendy's, the source and the cure for all heartbreak. Who knew?
Well, here's something that'll warm your heart.
Yeah, and this is the source for heartache, too.
And that's Ruth Ann. Good morning, Ruth Ann.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm feeling springy today. I heard that word, spring.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ruth Ann. I got to see Ruth Ann, what was it, early this week? I think it was Monday. And you were looking as beautiful as ever, young lady.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm looking for somebody to give me a straight razor haircut.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know anybody, but I need one more haircut.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can't find
out. I'll trust the person that is, let me get my words right, that you know can do it real good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I got that out right.
Well, you did.
We'll see if we can find somebody for you.
Yep. You need a straight razor, almost like what the barbers used to do. You know, some of them still do.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they did it in the hospital, but I really need a professional one done so my hair can grow.
Okay.
Much better.
Yeah.
You know, they do it, but I need a professional.
Okay.
But now the patch over a parrot's eye, I always thought that the parrot poked his eye out. That's why it was a patch.
I know. That's what, me too.
Yeah. You kind of look over to your parrot, and next thing you know, he's poking your eye out.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens. That.
Jeez.
We're so glad you sound good, and aren't we all happy spring's on the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I try not to laugh too much because it makes my head hurt.
Oh.
I'm a laugher, and I says, oh, my gosh, my head is hurting. It's just like when you laugh, grin too much and your jaws hurt.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I know I got a head up there because sometimes it hurts. Okay, let me try. I'm not going to be sad.
Yeah.
Right.
But I have to hold back and with my laughter.
Sure.
I don't like that. But I'm trying to figure out a way I can laugh without my head hurting.
Well, maybe that'll get better as time goes on. We certainly hope so.
But I enjoy listening to you both on the radio. My attention for the television is really out to lunch.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay. We love radio, so we love you sticking around listening.
I will be around, and I'm going to call in every now and then. And Rose, I heard about your fur baby. One that likes to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was hiding in the laundry room.
Well, I hope he finds his way to my house.
Oh.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I've got two little tiny ones. I'll have to bring them to come see you.
Yeah, I saw one of them when I was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
A real cutie pie.
Yeah, well, they're both cute. There's no doubt.
Yeah, they're 4 pounds of pure loving.
Notice you don't hear any noise in the background.
Yeah.
I know. What's up with Peaches?
Miss Peaches, well, she's at that age now. Let me sleep, and I'll wake up, and I'll let you know if you can play with me.
Oh, wow. So it's turned into a cat.
Yeah, but they're very active. Yorkies are very active at night. They're hunters.
Mm. Yes, they
so
can
I
be.
Put things around so they can be entertained at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get some.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's exactly. Funny. That's funny.
I will continue to listen to you, and I think it was Susie that called in.
I don't know.
A lady named Susie that called in.
We had a lady named Peggy yesterday call in. I don't think we've had
Hello, ladies. Uh-huh. All the ladies should call this show.
There you go. We would love it. We would love it. No doubt.
Love it. You would love ladies to call your house and say, hi, Mark, how are you today? I'm listening to your show. Do you have a telephone that we all can call and let you know that we're listening to your show?
Well, the one that you called today, you can let us know.
That's right. That's right. Ruth Ann, thank you for calling this morning, honey.
Oh, yeah.
A bit.
All right.
I will continue to listen.
All right.
Bye.
Well, bye-bye. Right. We love you. And we said that in stereo.
We did. Our studio lines are 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776. We'd love to hear from you in Roanoke, the South Side, Lynchburg, wherever you are.
My jaw is sore.
We would love to hear where you're from.
Because I'm grinning.
Oh, I know. I just love her. And yeah. I'm so glad she's feeling better.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So. And you can text us, too, if you want to check in and say, so good to hear Ruth Ann on the radio again, 434-248-0704.
Had some text in over the past little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Gizmo said, how many people ate thousands of packs of those ramen noodles in college? That's true.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We also had, let me see if this one... Oh, Rex sent us a pirate joke.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's clean or not.
Is it arable?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll read it first.
Okay. All right.
I better read it first.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's probably better to be safe.
I think it's clean.
Yeah.
But it's a bit long. But we love it when you send us jokes and pictures and things like that. Yeah. So it's good stuff.
Yeah.
She was talking about the Yorkies and how... You know, they like to be active
at night.
Now,
hunters.
Mine only want to sleep under my arm at night. But I did take them to the garden yesterday because I've started planting some things now. I've got the lettuce in. I did some peas yesterday, did some bok choy yesterday. And I took them out with me into my little fenced-in garden. And they dug holes the entire time.
Okay.
They would go over here and they would dig a hole. And then they would go over here and they would dig a hole. So they were very helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing, but I don't know what they were looking for. But
I could use them over at my house.
To dig some holes for you?
Yeah, because of last night's dinner. I was actually on the phone with your husband.
Okay,
And we were just talking about the pizza, the pizza that was currently burning in the oven.
Oh!
Gotta go!
I've
got the fire extinguisher.
I did notice that you got off the phone really quickly.
Yeah.
But I didn't know why.
It was because the flatbread was burning in the oven.
Oh dear.
It didn't turn out well.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So
it was what is the bread that's really dark? Is it rye or humpernickel?
Pumpernickel or rye.
Yeah, that's what our flatbread came out looking like.
Oh dear.
Oh, it was very dark brown. Very crunchy. Very burnt.
Well, Karen said, did Mark tell you I want to share my recipe for last night's dinner on the next 5 and 9?
Oh, yeah, it would not be good.
You're not going to do that?
No, not going to do it. And to add insult to injury, we made the toppings for it. Like, instead of a tomato paste, it was a, I don't know what it was. We had to mix
all these things together. It was like a white sauce.
It didn't turn out well either. I was thinking it would help.
Was this one of your kit things?
This was one of the kit things that went wrong.
Oh.
We won't be. Well, and we messed up the flatbread. It was our fault. But it just still, the topping didn't turn out right either.
Oh,
so it was a bust all the
way
around.
We'll be ordering that one again.
And I mean, literally, when you bit into it, 5 or 6 pieces would fall onto the plate.
Did y'all try to eat it?
Oh, I got a picture of it. I'm going to send you a picture of it so you can post it on our Facebook.
Oh, I'm going to do
what it. What not to do.
It's a cautionary tale, folks.
Oh, definitely.
This is why Mark doesn't have a 5 and 9. We'll be back.
Oh, it'd be 5 and bust.
Yeah. We're the Morning Jam.